Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest weekly internet global show on this face of the earth, the Minister Cynthia Williams Blog Talk Radio Show. We are so excited that you have allowed us into your world, and hopefully you are ready to receive some very powerful information surrounding life itself from our host Minister Williams and her call-in guests and listeners. If you have questions or just want to add a comment, just push the number one key on your phone. Well, here is our most beautiful, caring and loving host. Do not forget, knowledge.
Welcome, my precious ones. And I always want you to know that you are not alone, that we're spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, which is the energy of the universe, our souls, our personalities, and ego, and those of that reincarnates along with that creative energy from the universe. Our bodies are the container of the essence of who and what we are as we move through the universe in different lifetimes. And at this moment of time, we're looking at 2015, and I'm talking to you this November the 14th here in Chicago, Illinois, from the United States of America. And I want you all to know that as we live in the body and go through the issues of the human expression, that we are bonded together, and we are looked over by the higher power. Some of us may call it in our religions different names. We call it God, higher power. We may call it Buddha in the sense of that individual that lives. We look to Jesus Christ. We look to Allah and those prophets that showed us the way, Muhammad, in the Muslim faith. So if you have any callers, we do have a special guest on today. Naima
Latif is
the co-host. She's the host of her own Blog Talk Radio show, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I co-host with her, beautiful Muslim sister, Divine Connection. So even though we may be of different religious faiths, different races, cultures, and ethnicity, we're all bonded together by that Divine Connection, that spiritual creative energy connection. So she will be our guest speaker on today to talk about those deeper issues that I've shared with you off and on, and that is a spiritual identity, also that we are not the only life form in the universe. Is Naima Latif on? She's an authoress.
Yes.
Of many books.
Your guest is on and your co-host is on the line.
Put the guest on. Mom AZ, I love you, I love you, I love you. From Phoenix, Arizona. And Naima, my darling, my Muslim sister,
ma'am.
I mean, it's just a soul connection. I asked her one day, I had connected with a little girl when I was a little girl who was Muslim. I said, are you her? But see, we go through life and we do connect. And later on, there is a reason for that connection. Naima, tell us something about yourself, my audience, please.
Well, let me see. I guess the first thing to start with, as you've mentioned, I am host of the radio show, The Female Solution, which evolved as an offshoot of the book, The Female Solution, that I wrote in 2008. Well, I guess it went to, I wrote in 2007 and completed in 2007 and was published in 2008. And, of course, the emergence of that book kind of coincided with the passing of my husband, Sultan Abdul Latif, who was my business partner, my best friend, of course, my husband, father of our beautiful daughter, Zakia, and that was a journey in itself. We were very close in our spiritual quest for a deeper understanding of life. We belong to the same international Muslim community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, which is a missionary kind of movement. I suppose you would say our goal is to unite people under the one understanding of the divine, of course, is, as you have done often in explaining, that there are no separations between people. We're all one human family, and there is one code of ethics that we all have been exposed to in whatever religious faith we have been in. So our goal is to remind people of that code of ethics that they have agreed to follow in obedience to our Creator, so that we harm no one during this earth experience. And so he and I journeyed together nearly 20 years in this earth time, and then when it was time for him to depart, he and I made a pact that, even though, as we know, as we are told, no one ever comes back to tell us what's on the other side, I asked him to come back and tell me what actually is happening once you leave here. And that changed my life, because he, in fact, kept his promise. And as I kept a diary of all of his visitations, that became our fourth book together, Visits from the Dream State. But, of course, I am a writer, author of three other books, actually four other books. I guess my first book was published shortly after I actually, if I counted up, seven books, because there are three others that are unpublished that I wrote as a child. So, but the one that I published after college, called Till Victory Is Won, that's a book of, I guess, revolutionary poetry. And then, of course, from there, I wrote with my husband Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma. And that is a book that chronicles our history, beyond the slave history, but a deeper understanding as to what happened to us during the process of losing our empires, losing our wealth, and fighting among each other until our culture was destroyed and we became subjected to enslavement, and so that we could understand the mistakes we made so that we could undo them. So that book, of course, is used nationwide and even in several places overseas as a history and sociology book in many schools. And, of course, it's available in libraries and all of that. And then our next book written together was When Nations Gather, which, of course, is a history of America, but it's the history that they don't tell you, and that's that the Europeans actually borrowed from Native culture the idea of a representative government, because they had been living under kingship. And so they actually were learning rules of humanity from the Native people. Benjamin Franklin went to one of the meetings of the Sixth Council of Nations, the Native American nations, and he, from there, got inspired to create the form of American government that we now live under. And the brutality with which the Europeans crushed Native culture, and the contrast of African people coming to America prior to the Europeans and our harmonious interaction, and even the prophecies that both of our holy people gave about these times that we're living in, and the fact that either Europeans are going to be allowed to run amok and destroy the earth, or we stop them with our unity as indigenous people and bring them back to a level of humanity. So that's the second book that we wrote. And, of course, the third book I wrote is The Female Solution. And my husband wrote the foreword to that. And his vision was to touch the hearts of men and help them to see that it's because they are out of order with the way they treat women and the way they've destroyed women and this whole patriarchal system that has been very brutal to women is what has caused the problem. And if we can correct that, and me reaching out to men to listen to what I'm saying and saying on the pages of this book, this is the solution. So he wrote that from a male perspective. And, of course, we had intended to promote this book as a team, but then prior to the publishing of the book, he was diagnosed with cancer, and we focused on healing him from that. But during the course of that process, we realized that his time was up. And so I basically prepared for his exit with the agreement that we would stay connected and he would find a way to go beyond that, what we thought was an impenetrable veil, and contact me and really clear up what many people have as a faith and give me real, true, without a doubt, facts of what happens on the other side. And when he began to come and visit me after his funeral, that it's like that opened my third eye. And I began then, of course, having many visitations and then perfecting the technique of astral projection, which is, of course, is separating your body from your spirit so that your spirit is free to travel in the other dimensions. But as, of course, as a journalist, in addition to being a host of the show, I'm also managing editor of Windy City Word newspaper. And I'm also, of course, I've done teaching. And one of the things I'm most proud of is teaching a parenting class in the Cook County jails, where a lot of women have lost control of their children because of their crimes. Their children were taken away from the Department of Children and Family Services. And so I help them in the process of restoring them. And doing that work, of course, I realize that much of our problems come from the way we're misshapen as children. So my next book that I'm working on is called Spare the Rod, Love the Child. And that, I hope, will correct our wrong beliefs about the need to inject violence into the shaping and molding of our children. Because if we change the way we raise our children, that's the way we change the future. And that's been the philosophy of the show, The Female Solution. So in a nutshell, that gives you kind of a bit of background on me.
Oh, that was wonderful. Fantastic. You really, and I look at your teachers, that's what we're supposed to be able to do, to explain clearly to everyone. That was awesome. All the things that your soul has done and your goal, your purpose when you came back this time around. So this is my audience, my precious ones. You have to understand that even though we may not be writers of books, it's this beautiful soul, Naima Lateef, there is work for us to do. We are to do what we can where we are in our families, in helping to lift each other up. Those of us who are out here, we recognize our purpose and goal, and we go about it. And it's like an unconscious thing. And I know that, Naima Lateef, when did you start writing? When you were four, I believe you said?
Well, pretty much, I guess. The way myself and my two older sisters got started writing, my father, he worked at the post office. And one day he brought home these books. I guess they had been used probably as accounting books or whatever. Just books with lines, blank pages and lines. But for us, it was like, oh, wow, a book and all these pages and empty space. So it was just a way of giving us a tool to write. And so we used those books to write stories. And so my sisters, they began writing, I guess, at the age of 6, 7, 8. And as soon as I went to school and learned to write, I began writing stories. So my first book I wrote at the age of 12, I wrote a series of about a little girl growing up in a black community, similar to what I grew up in, the community of Maple Park here in Chicago. And her name was Jessica. She was kind of a tomboy like I was, and a little bit of a mischief maker, a little bit of a rebel. So I tell her story in a series of three books that I wrote at the age of 12. So by age 14,
fantastic.
I had three books already. And
well,
so
what I want to do right now, excuse me for breaking you off, because my show, unfortunately, is only 45 minutes. Not like your show for 2 hours, and I've been trying to get my 2 hours back. I've been telling my friends.
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
We got to. We know we're going to go to the divine and do everything we can. And thank you for your support too, and consciousness and thought and tools, whatever is needed. So we're working on increasing that 2 hours to back to 2 hours. But the question I want to ask now, you being a soul that has come in to do this work, then this is what we talk about, you and I, as we try to help people to understand that whatever it is that your purpose is, which we know as coming as African descendant, Kemet descendant, Moors descendant, coming from that land mass where life really began, is that we are to have a unity in this time and place with those through the African diaspora that are here right now in this moment of time. In Chicago, many people are aware of the high rate of murders by black on black crime. And so those of you who are listening in, Spike Lee, who is a renowned movie director and producer, came here. And there was a big hurrah about him doing this movie called Chi-Raq. But unfortunately, we just had a 9-year-old little boy, by leaving my heart just bleeds, who was just murdered a couple of days ago, about a week ago. And I know, Naima, you went to the funeral. But to even pigeonport even more, let me not forget the little 6-year-old Caucasian little boy that was murdered. So that which we are here to do, all of us, as souls who are to understand that life continues on, that this incident of negativity that seems to be wrapping this whole globe, we are here as enlightened ones, and that's okay. We are enlightened ones because we understand that life continues on, even as the body goes away, babies that are lost, all of these things, we are still continual. But as we're here today, in this moment of time, there is a purpose for you, my precious one. There is something for you to do that is productive. It's nothing, if it's nothing but just being where you are, working with your sister, your mother, your father, your community, your neighborhood, but knowing that you are connected to the divine, and the power of the divine is go to Star Wars, the life force.
Excuse me,
Minister. But hold on to that.
Me,
yes, sir, a commercial. Hold on to that thought and idea, because I don't want anybody to think that they don't have a purpose. Let's do a commercial right now. Thank you, Naima Latif. We're going to get into the other part, too. But go ahead. Go ahead and do the commercial. That's important. Pay the bill.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
3 o'clock in the morning, baby. You come dragging to my door. It ain't the time that bothers me. I just don't want to be bothered with you no more, you see. I'm tired of the things you say.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning somewhere, and life must move on, for time waits for no one, male or female. Once again, another great and pleasurable Saturday morning with our psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams. Minister Williams started this blog talk radio show 3 years ago and has grown an unbelievable listening population global that has shown love and been very grateful to the minister for ministering her positive, powerful thoughts. As the minister moves and lives in the flow of divine providence and experience the love and guidance of the Spirit, as she helps others to connect with those who have crossed over, plus one's angels and guides. Her goal is to help others realize the true beauty of their life and their unique place in this universe. As a psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams offers her services as a holistic communicator, always searching for the appropriate way to get to the very bottom of things and successful positive solutions. She is your moderator and a translator of the energies. Helping people to enjoy their lives has always been an important passion for her, for she is a nurturer at heart. To make donations, ask questions about the show, or her counseling services at affordable fee, call Minister Cynthia M. Williams today at 312-802-4743. Once again, the number is 312-802-4743.
Thank you so very much, all my precious ones, for listening in and archiving any show that has been done. Sister Naima, my precious one, I want to say to you that your book that you read on my show a couple of years ago when I had a vision problem with cataracts, let's be honest, you read part of that book, but that has to do with that ability and that knowledge, let's say, that we should be aware of, that we, when we cross over, we're still alive. And that visitation in that book that you journaled with your husband coming back should show, and I would like for you to share information where those who are listening can purchase that book and many others. Would you give us your information, please?
Yes, they can go directly to my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Just click on where it says the books, you know, go to the books page. And, of course, you can order your books right there. And we'll ship it out to you, autographed copy. And, of course, all four of them are listed there. And We look forward to even having those who go to our website. You can also listen to our radio shows. You can go to the radio shows page and listen to our archived radio programs of The Female Solution. And you can also watch our TV shows on the TV shows page. And it's all at the website, www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Well, thank you so very much for that. Can we put our sister, Mama Arizona, on, please? And all of you that are waiting to get on, I really appreciate that. My co-host, Mama Angie, is she still there? I know she has problems with her phone sometimes. Yes, yes, Mama Angie, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Minister?
Yes, Mommy Izzy, lovely. Thank you, my co-host. Thank you. From Phoenix, Arizona. Go right ahead, ma'am. Any questions or comments?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just grateful for this day. That's my comment and greetings to you, Brother Cliff. And thank you, Mr. Glover, for assisting Minister with her format and all that you do. And especially you, Dr. Lateef, I give thanks for this day, for you, your husband, and all the work that you have done and all the work and messages that you are positioning yourself at this particular time to deliver. I found it interesting, your show yesterday, you and Minister were having a dialogue about us being wakened up and what's happening, all the murders. It's to get our attention, and I'm sure you know by now what's going on in Paris. And of all days, they chose yesterday to do whatever it was that they put into motion, you know, to put it into action and do it. So it goes hand in hand with what is on the forefront, especially for a melanated to wake up and to find a way to be cohesive, to link back together again. It's vital that we learn to just get along, because that's going to be the only way that melanated people are going to be able to exist. You know, a little sister from Chicago made a comment to me the other day. It was so insightful. She's from your area. And Sister Chanel, and she said, you know, it's sad how the people are so scattered here in Arizona. And she made it a point. She says, even though it's like there's a murder every time you look up in my city of Chicago, the people are more cohesive, meaning melanated people there, sister, than they are here. And this is a young 33-year-old sister, Miss Chanel, that I thought she was so brilliant to be able to observe that about the energies here in Arizona and the people and the energies there in her city of Chicago. She had to leave because it was too cold for her to come here. But it's true. We are so scattered here, and we do not even have the cohesiveness of melanated people here that you in Chicago and surrounding areas have, even though you have all of this drama. And this drama is just to wake up the melanated people. And one other thing that I'd like to say here.
Well, Ms. Lacey, I only have a short amount of time for my show.
Oh, okay. I know.
I want your consciousness. No, I want your consciousness. And so Naima's thinking also, because she has her 2 hours and she's doing great. So she's going to work on that breakthrough for our blog show so we can have 2 hours. Now, is there any other callers? Yes. Thank you, Mama Z. Any other callers, Cliff? Okay.
No, Minister.
Okay, do you have a question yourself, my tech support, my beautiful tech support? Do you have a question for us?
You know, Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Lateef.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to ask you about, about time travel. And you mentioned something not about that, but I would like to know, do you think that that's possible? And has it been done before, if it is possible, about time travel in these different worlds? Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm glad you asked that question. And, you know, of course, when the prophets give us a vision of what's going to happen, it's because they have done time travel. They have been allowed to travel in the spirit and see what will be the consequences of our current action. And so that's why they give us the warnings, because they have seen it. And every possibility already exists. If there is a way to help us comprehend reality, the past, the present, and the future all exist simultaneously, because every possible reality already exists based on the fact that the universe is built on the laws of cause and effect. So it's just a matter of which reality you choose to manifest, and that's all based on your choice. So those who have been allowed to travel to the future and see what the future looks like based on if we continue the actions we're doing in the present, they can see what it looks like. Now, they can also see what it looks like if we change our actions and do something different and what that future looks like, because all of it exists simultaneously. The dimension that we live in, been described as the third dimension, that's when we are living along a timeline that is linear. You know, the past, present, and future all is in one line. And so that's how we perceive it to be, but it really isn't. It really is circular. It really is all, everything happening at once. And so there are those who are from other places. They have mastered time travel, and some of them have come back in what we consider coming back in time to warn us about what we're about to do. If we don't change what we're doing, we're going to destroy the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they have seen, and let me give you an example of a movie that you might look at.
Kind
of tell us.
Okay.
Because if you've ever seen that movie, Men in Black 3, and
yes,
that the character Griff, anybody ever seen that? He's kind of like, he's a time traveler, so he knows all the different variations of what can happen. So that kind of gives you a window of that.
Excuse me, Dr. Lateef, we got like 2 minutes, so we usually get in one more break, but it's a 40-minute show. So I'm waiting on the minister. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Lateef.
All right.
Go ahead and do the commercial.
Okay. Now I got a follow-up, too. Okay.
Okay. Go right ahead.
As Minister Cynthia M. Williams moves and lives in the flow of divine providence and experience the love and guidance of the Spirit as she helps others to connect with those who have crossed over. Our psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams, offers her services as a holistic communicator, always searching for the appropriate way to speedily get to the very bottom of your concerns with a successful positive solution. She is your moderator and a translator of the energies, helping you to enjoy your life will always be a very important passion for her, for she is a skilled nurturer at heart. Minister Cynthia M. Williams' goal is to help others realize the true beauty of their life and their unique place in this universe. To make donations to this radio broadcast, ask questions about the shows or counseling services at affordable rates, call Minister Cynthia M. Williams today at 312-802-4743. Once again, the number is 312-802-4743.
Go right ahead, thank you, my precious one, for listening in. Go right ahead.
My follow-up is, what prevents the individual going back to ultra time, like to tell Hitler not to make this move, Genghis Khan not to do that? And my follow-up question is about Area 53 with Roswell and us being visited by aliens. Is this propaganda? Is it true? Is it a lie? Thank you.
Well, in this time of us having access to telescopes that can see out in space and satellites and so forth, we should really be aware that we were never alone in the universe, because now we see the vastness of the universe. And all across the universe are souls just like us. Are learning and growing and experiencing things. Many of them are much more advanced than we are. And because they have mastered the property of unity, they are able to discover more scientific facts that will help them or learn more about the universe. So there are many who would like to share knowledge with us. But Earth, because it's still very warlike, it's kind of like under quarantine. People don't come here and reveal themselves openly because this population is not ready to receive visitors and welcome them and share knowledge. I mean, you look at what happened when the Europeans came here just on this planet and what they did to the native people who were just trying to share, you know, knowledge on how to grow food and so forth. And what did they do? They, you know, came and killed them. So, you know, we're not hospitable here. We're still hateful. But there are many people who are observing us in spacecraft that, you know, they know how to vibrate at a frequency where we're not physically able to see them with our visible eyes. But they're here, and they're observing us and basically monitoring our activities, because we aren't going to be allowed to mess up space, so to speak. You know, come out, go out there and start mess out there. But they are here, and they are willing to share knowledge, and sometimes they share knowledge through telepathy. You know, they will send thoughts, because that's how people really communicate, and that's how we all communicate in the higher realms. But here on this earth, people are so underdeveloped spiritually that their thoughts are so low and negative that creates a block, so that people can't consciously send you thoughts. But we are unconsciously sending thoughts all the time. So those who are among us, who are observing us and remaining unseen, every now and then they can change their vibration so they can tune in to someone who they want to see them. And so there are many people who have seen the aliens among us. And I myself have interacted in the spirit realm with a visitor who was very, very pleasant. I talk about that in my book, Visits from the Dream State. My husband, the same thing. He had also, he met a different kind of person. There were many races of people, I guess you'd say, looking very, very different than us that are among us. And yes, the answer is yes. And I can elaborate if we've got time, so you let me know.
Well, you know what, Naima, please give me this. I love you, I love you, I love you. That's why I'm connected with her, divine connection. When I became co-host on her show, she asked me to. I was very humbled. And I say that I bond with her on that level, because as who I am spiritually, I was in a spaceship. And this happened when I was 4 years old, I would say, that time. Because I was my grandmother, she was taking care of me and my brother in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, you had to be about four, Naima, because I used to take naps. You know, how you put children and have them sleep and take a nap. So I knew it was before I went to elementary school in Memphis, Tennessee. And I remember I was doing out-of-body, as I call it now. I have to learn the language as I got older. But I do remember my life experiences when I came here. And so what happened was, I'm laying and I'm on taking this on this pallet, as they called it back then. And then next thing I knew, I was somewhere else. And it wasn't out-of-body as I describe it now. But I was in a spaceship. But I was enclosed in something, and I could see the universe now. I can use the language now. But it was some others there, And when I looked at them, I started to get really frightened and scared. And they would not allow me to be frightened. And they, I always say they touched me. And they showed me so much love, so much caring. They just wouldn't allow me to be frightened because I wasn't used to seeing that configuration of what they were. I had gotten used to being a human, coming here as a human being. So what they did was when they touched me, showed me so much love, they were so nice to me, and they started talking to me and telling me things, and I'm sure it was mental telepathy because I came in trying to do it, and it didn't work. I had to learn how to use my mouth. But and they started showing me the universe, and they showed me Earth, and they showed me not the whole planet going away, but they showed me destruction, fire, water, let's see, fire, water, and earthquake.
Air.
They showed me those three things, fire, fire, water, and earthquakes. They showed me that, and that was only on a part of the planet, but they also told me that they were always monitored, and that's a big word for a little girl. I always remember that word, monitor. That's how they spoke with me through the thought. They said we will always be monitoring Earth, and they also said to me that they seeded the Earth. So now when I look at this program they have here in America called Ancient Aliens, they actually finally are talking about the DNA and that missing link is not what Darwin thought it was. It was because we were seeded by, quote-unquote, ancient aliens. I know that for a fact because I was told that. They told me a lot of things. So we are part of them. We are them. Because we are all connected, even in the universal thing, idea of extraterrestrials and aliens. We are part of them also. And the fact that we were seeded by them and that DNA, that they, what is it, the scientist said, they call it junk. They haven't quite figured it out. And he was saying on the commentary, that's probably the alien part of us. So you know, I understand what you're saying. And I acknowledge what you're saying, and I bond with you on that. And continue on, ma'am. And before we end up, what I want you to do, give us your information again before this SALT Pro ends. Go give us that first and finish your thoughts.
Well, of course, my website is www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And, of course, my radio show on every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. But, of course, you can go to my website and hear our archive shows as well as TV shows and read my weekly column at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Yeah, the follow-up question, Brother Cliff.
You know, my follow-up question is, what prevents them from altering time? I'm talking about giving individuals that are empowered to make decisions that would alter. Like Hitler, he may have made a decision to go to Germany and say, you know what, don't do that. Genghis Khan, why has that been done? And why
Well, if I can, again, use a movie analogy, if you've seen, what was the name of that three-part series, Back to the Future, where there was someone who came back and altered time. Mm-hmm. So what it is, they created a different reality based on changing what happened in the past. And as I said, every reality already exists. So they're not altering time; they're just changing the time that you're experiencing. They're changing the reality that you're experiencing based on different decisions. So every reality, every possibility exists in the universe of what can happen because we create our reality with our thoughts. And here on Earth, we are experiencing the physical expression of our thoughts, our collective thoughts. So we have the capacity to change the future based on changing our thoughts, and that will change our reality. If if someone were to go back in time and make a different choice, then they would experience the reality that that choice creates. So they haven't created anything new. They've just experienced the different thought and what that will manifest as. So in a real sense, that movie Back to the Future kind of explains how that would work. So our understanding of reality will expand as we recognize that what we're experiencing is such a small part of life. And as long as people are believing that there is no one else in the universe, or their understanding of time is limited and they believe that time is only, you know, birth, death, and that's it, then they won't even be able to comprehend the reality of existence being a manifestation of thought. And so every thought has the power to create a different reality.
Okay. You have 3 minutes, Minister. Thank you, Dr. Lateef.
Do we have
any
other callers?
No. Any other callers? No, my Maisie is on the line, but you had like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, put it back on. And thank you so much, Dr. Naima Lateef. Now, you know what? That hit me with Mom AZ calling you that, and I picked up on that spiritually. And Dr. Naima Lateef, okay?
Yeah. Now, there's one other thing I'd like
it.
To say. There's yes, one other ma'am. Thing I'd like to say briefly. You know, he asked me a question about the time travel and so forth and changing the reality. And in my book, Visits from the Dream State, I describe a person that I meet who would be considered an alien. And what I found out about those people is that they mastered the power of collective thought energy, which means they could stop violence with the power of their collective thought, literally change the energy so that people would stop violent behavior. So I've been trying to reconnect with that individual because they come from a race of people called the Atayans, and they look like praying mantis. People, you know, so I met this individual, like I said, look different than what you know.
But
get the book and you can read more about that, because that's how we will have the power to stop the violence.
Right, because over on the other side, when I was in consciousness only, nobody, I saw, and I call them, and I know some Native Americans call them ant people, I saw those.
Yes.
Now, someone asked me, how did those beings look when I was a little girl? I can't really say they were great. I know that they frightened me because they
were so
different.
That's another race of people. That's another whole race. There are many races.
When I came back. But when you just said that, what I was mentored to when I was 20 with these highly spiritual women, so I say uneducated, they maybe hadn't finished eighth grade, very spiritual African-descended women, black women from Mississippi, Alabama, they told me that, Cynthia, you can stop a bullet. And I'm 20 years old, and they said that power that you're talking about, Naima, that power they were aware of, they did not describe it like you and I and others, but they just simply knew from their own spiritual awareness of who and what they are. Because she told me, she said, Cynthia, a person can stand in front of you with a gun and try to pull the trigger, and all you have to do is vibrate. I'm using bigger words. Vibrate on a level that you can stop that bully. You have the power.
That's right.
And not me
That's
personally,
right.
but from the energy of the universe to walk amongst people. And you can be invisible, too. You can walk amongst
That's
them.
Right.
You can change. And I've had those experiences. It's not my show, though, to talk about me, but I've had those experiences. And then I say to you, thank you, because I believe that some of us are attached to that and understand that, and those of that group that you're talking about can do that. But we can do it also. That's what you and I are talking
That's
about,
right.
the unity of thought that is going to vibrate away. See, we don't realize the power of quote-unquote good. See, they keep making evil in this continent that we live in as being more powerful. And that's a mad play. Good, as far as the vibration of a higher power, is much stronger. And you and I, those lifers, understand that. So let me
know. Absolutely. That is the greatest power.
So I thank you so much for coming on the show. How many minutes we got left now, Brother Cliff? Maybe 1 minute. But Naima Lateef, I thank you for coming on the show, and I appreciate you so much. And I hope to have you back on. And as I said, I will call in as I can on your show to try to add what I can to your show, because it's been a fantastic experience connecting with you on a divine level and a real level.
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
Thank you for your thoughts for the increase of my show back to 2 hours.